I call this little part of closing our services conversations with the congregation and also with me. We are at this little church, a wonderful little church, 191 years of history. Well, we can't stand on our laurels. You know, as I'm watching football and some of the game plans that the football teams have doesn't quite work out the way it should. And sometimes they just drop back and punt. And that's where we are in the life of this little church. Things that we have done for years and years and years just don't seem to be working to get people to come to the house of God for spiritual food. And we need each other. We need to do that. So our leaders in the denomination, United Methodist Church, all the little churches, not all, most of the little churches experience some of the same things that we do. So what we've been doing, Phil's been participating, Joanne and Mark have been participating for the last 5 weeks on a Zoom call and getting some ideas and thoughts on how we can better serve each other in the community. And Sarah Campbell, which is the Congregational Vitality Expert for the conference, had been appointed to us for the first 3 months of next year as a coach. It's like all the coaches on the football teams along the sidelines and are coaching the players how to do it. So we're going to experience that. So any ideas or thoughts or how maybe you can invite somebody to come to church with you? And, you know, I always, if you've ever been familiar with network marketing, I like network marketing. Jesus, I think, is the innovator of network marketing. Because he started with 12 disciples. He quickly went to 11, if you remember the one that betrayed him, old Judas. And now we got 2.8 billion Christians in the world by networking and sharing the love of God with each other. So with that said, I just wanted to let you talk and think and maybe of challenge or some challenges that you might have or what we can do to better serve each other in this thing called life. I know Janie's been on board with a lot of things, and Janie's got some surgery coming up next week, so we want to keep her in prayer. Any thoughts, ideas?
We're still looking for a
PM. Oh, yeah.
It's been posted online, and we haven't had any success yet, but if you know someone who likes a PM, please ask them to come and
we had, and I had contacted the Florida School of Music at Florida State University, and I talked to the young lady down there because I used to take ad down there and put it on the bulletin board. She said, "Don't do that anymore. We have a Facebook page. Just put it on our Facebook page." So we have. It's been on their Facebook page for a couple weeks now, but no responses. Thank God for modern technology and whoever put all the United Methodist hymns and the Faith We Sing and so forth on the CDs. If it sounds like church music, that's what it is, and it, so we have that. But it's nice to have a live and in-person musician to help us through things. So, yeah. Any other challenges, thoughts that you might have? I love this little church, and I know you love this little church. And yes, yes.
If anybody knows how to find my dad's name. We've had some issues with that. He had a female companion, and she got a hold of love things when he passed, sadly. And I'm having a hard time finding a lot of things. I do have a little bit of money, and I'm dying to find a home to buy for me and my son. So if you hear anything, please. Because every time I go and I look, ready, I've done this before, but also I'm in this position, and I, it's hurrying away, and you heard me, and then it all falls through. And so I'm kind of here, there, and everywhere, and it's, me and my baby need a home. So if y'all hear anything like that, I know I was looking at a place in Whisper Pines, too, and I have my heart so set on it, and it does not look very good a lot of hours after you. But, yeah, if y'all hear anything like that, or, and I call that first time home buyers, but if you know anybody who works for the state or like in insurance or because everybody here knew my dad, and he was very particular in everything he did, and there's no particular anywhere. So don't know anybody, keep that there. If you come across somebody, or if you're by a house or something.
Yeah. Thank you.
I'll give my number to Phil before I leave.
Yeah. Well, I want to get it too, because I have your number, but it's a different.
One.
I figured you did. So.
But
that's what we got to do. We got to network. And I never met your dad in person, but I've heard a lot of wonderful things. That's why I was able to help you with his homecoming service, because yeah, and he's given you a lot of his gifts. So, in a spiritual sense. All right. Anybody else? Any burning desire this morning?
He's struggling with a lot of things right now. One thing that I did the meeting that I went to in Nashville was a denominational level meeting, and so there were several people from Michigan, Ohio, and North Carolina, and one of the woman from North Carolina, someone was saying about, the general secretary of GCFA helping out a small church, about 30, and she's like, oh, in North Carolina, that's a big church.
Yeah.
So it was one of the things that just kind of hit home for me that Bethel is not unique and is probably more common than you think. And I always had that feeling, but it just kind of got reinforced. Small membership church is the core of the United Methodist Church.
Yeah. Jenny had known, and she has always been involved in the conference and the Methodist Foundation on some of their committees and so forth. So she's re-upped, so to speak. And I think it's good to see and get input from people around the denomination so that we can help one another, because we have a wonderful story to tell of Jesus and his love. So, anybody else this morning? Any burning desires? I always like to kind of keep these look kind of short, but if you ever have anything else, just chit chat after we do our Bind Us Together song. Why, hang around and we can continue the discussion. But I'd like to be faithful to the hour that you give to us, because people always have things. People have medicines they got to take certain times or commitments to go. So we always try to be faithful for the time that you give us. All right.
We got a special day of Thanksgiving coming up. So
yes.
I want to encourage everybody to take advantage of this opportunity to come together with loved ones and to express thanks.
Amen.